Hello and welcome to Holden Village. Today is Thursday, June 12th, 2003. Today's session is Spirituality as Wellspring for Creative Writing, Session 4, Birthing Anew the Creative Spirit, presented by Lana Dalberg Landaverde, number LAL 2003-04. Let's listen in.
In this way, it's a wonderful blessing that we can create with God. And we're all women, and whether or not we've had children, we know that that also is a blessing, that to be able to participate in creation in that way, too. So I chose this kind of the passage this morning was, "Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me." It's kind of this constantly recreating that God is doing within us. It's not just once, it's over and over every day. And you can, as you say your name and where you're from, you can remark on that passage, or you can say something that you're thankful for in your life. Lana Dalberg Landaverde, and I guess I'm really grateful that God has implanted a real strong sense of justice and desire to work for justice and compassion, and that is unfolding now into something new. And this whole kind of leading in meditation, I have a daily meditation and contemplation practice, and then the writing, it's all something that's, it's kind of a leap of faith that that I want to do, and it's coming out of a long history of doing justice work, that I don't see the two divorced in any way. I see them, we need to reflect on what we do, and that we're co-creators of God, and sometimes that means doing some scary things or risking some things that we're not sure are gonna, how they're gonna turn out. But that's why I'm here, leading the class. I feel really blessed to be here with you. So why don't we just go around, and you can say something you're grateful for, and your name and where you're from.
Go first. Well, my name's Patty, and I'm from Pittsburgh. I'm a teacher. And probably the thing I'm the most thankful right now is getting my voice back in June, July, and August, because I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
But I think the verse, "Creating me a clean heart," is God is renewing us every day if we take time to let Him create in us a clean heart. And I find that, you know, because sometimes of the hectic schedule that you end up keeping, that you don't take that time. And in the summertime, I like spend 2 hours a day with the Lord, just automatic. I pick up at 6, and about 9 or 9:30, I make a list of what I'm doing for the day and get about it. And it would be so nice to be able to do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to strive for this summer is to somehow create, let the Lord create, a routine that can be lasting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm Liz from Grass Valley, and I'm really grateful for Holden. It's made a real difference in my life. It's made me able to try new things and be more creative. I had always wanted to do watercolors, and 1 year, and it's always just a surprise as to what it is that's here that works for me, but 1 year or so, there was a watercolor teacher here.
Mm-hmm.
It was just here for the week that we were here, and so I got over to learn some of the basics and be able to feel that I was something maybe I could do, rather than think that's way off there and I couldn't possibly ever do that at this age. I should have done it earlier or something. So each time I come to Holden, it seems to push me a little further along the path that I want to be going. Lately, in the last year, it's been toward meditation and taking more specific time in my life for God. And so I always kind of wonder what this time is going to bring for me, and I don't really know until later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm Carol, and I too am very grateful for this time apart. Transition time in our family's life, and I will be ordained in July, and so it's given me time to listen to this wonderful daughter of mine. time where this congregation that we've belonged to, my husband and I, for over 20 years, I'll be moving on to a different one. Mm-hmm. And so this little 12-year-old who's been always saying, "Mom, you have to go to this church, that's a church you need to go long before God had planted that seed in my heart," that's where I am. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it's hit her. Oh my gosh. All my friends, you know, her God sisters, mm-hmm. is at that original church we've been at. Both churches are near our home. And it's giving me time to hear that there's grieving in that for her, even though she's been my cheerleader. I've been able to take some time and hear that. But if you can hear the children, it usually helps you hear a lot. And so I'm assured that it's her choice. God's president of this congregation, a mom's pastor over here, so you have choices.
So it's a transition.
Mm-hmm. But in life, yeah, it's in time to be able to hear each of the members of our family now that my son is impacted by me coming back to work, even to have time. It's a change. When you're a student, you pray about it.
I just find that's worth a meeting, you know, up in the holy congregation of God.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I chose this series, entitled it Spirituality as a Wellspring for Creative Writing, because I really think that there's a link between spirit in us and getting quiet enough, and I really appreciate that you find 2 hours to really get quiet enough and calm ourselves enough to listen to God, because that voice is so still and small that if we're caught up in the flurry of knocking onto children and work and all the activities, it's very hard to listen. So I have found that it's made a difference in my life, and it sounds like it has in your lives, and how to get quiet enough in meditation to listen, and it's not even just the listening, but somehow the peace of that moment, if I'm mindful in other times during the day, I can bring it into a moment where I need to listen to that voice, where I'm about to lose it, or I can be an impatient, very impatient person with my children sometimes. So how to bring the peace of the being centered in God into other moments. And I find that writing somehow extends it, and writing can be a conversation with God, or writing can even help us find in ourselves our vocation, our gifts. You learn to appreciate more what God has given in us. And that actually is the focus of today, is the sense of there are gifts that God has given us. And it's taken me a while to learn that, to even begin to see that there are gifts. Through some of these meditations, began to see, oh, well, I do have gifts. God is telling me that I have gifts. Because for different reasons in my life, I felt like, oh, well, so-and-so is better than, you know, so-and-so is the leader. So-and-so is so much more articulate, more capable, and I'm just kind of doing, you know, what I need to do, but not really feeling that there's this light that shines from me, so kind of learning that there is a light that can shine from us, or there are moments where God is really working through us, or God's love is very present in us. And the first exercise I wanted to do was to take, basically make a list, and it's this a section just listing, and like mostly just phrases, not whole sentences, but just phrases where you list out, in this case, we want to list the moments where we feel like we really where we really shine or have shown, where we radiate. It could be achievements, or it could be more like these kind of glorious moments where God has worked through us. It could be kind of more on bordering on gifts, the different gifts that God has given you that you've used well in different moments. So it could be anything from, you know, really being patient with the neighbor kids when such and such happened, or stepping in and doing this good deed, or the high achievements, like, you know, you're getting finishing your doctorate degree or whatever, you know. just, I think we don't, often don't take time to really see what God has done in our lives and what we have done together with God to benefit the world and others. And so kind of looking at the gifts God has given us and how we've used them and how we've really contributed. Does that kind of make sense to people, kind of what I'm asking? And it's going to be 7 minutes where we write, and I have a... This kind of is like a list, you know what a list is. And you just keep writing the list and moving on. You don't take time to this is the next book. I had kind of done it earlier. But you don't really on any one item, but you move on to another one. You just ideas just to keep listing for it's gonna be I'm gonna do for 7 minutes. And then we're gonna do another exercise right after that. So, if everyone's got their pen and paper ready, we will begin listing our gifts and our contributions. Exercises. That's just to kind of, those could become topics for later, longer writing, if you wanted to spend more time on, or even when we come to our longer writing session and later on. You could pick up one of those and just really run with it. But it's meant just to kind of, when you list, it's meant just to kind of open up a whole new panorama of things that you could write about. Because sometimes you feel like you have nothing to say. And so the idea of listing is just to move quickly so that you see that there's a lot to say and not. And you always have things to say. And you can come back to the list. But the next... We're actually going to do a total of three. We're going to try to do a total of three writing exercises. The next one is something that we call seeding or clustering, and it involves drawing as well as... It involves drawing kind of as well as... So using that part of the brain as well as writing. So you could take one of those... gifts in your life or moments when you've shown... of achievements, we call them glories, or you could call them gifts. And you make it, you could draw a little round circle around it, you can make it like a seed. And you could just kind of, as you think from there, just kind of doodle and draw. You could look at what gave rise to that achievement or that glory or that gift in your life, and you could draw a root down to, like I kind of had put here, love of music, and okay, my mother. It could also be something that God's grace kind of helped you, and through that meeting that challenge, you developed that skill or that ability. So it could also be some challenges and some trying things that gave rise to this achievement or this glory or this gift in your life. Or you could branch out and you could say, okay, well, what came from that? And it's kind of almost like mapping or diagramming out your life. So you see one gift or one achievement or one thing that happened in your life, and you see kind of the challenges that you had to overcome and that this was a fruit of that, or you can branch out and see how this interconnects with other. So you do whatever you want with this in terms of the ideas to use a little bit of, to start with one. So I just started with, I had listed music, and I have another one here, writing, and then as a gift or... And then you could just kind of explore where else that takes you. So there's nothing that's right or wrong about this. It's just, it's for if you, you know, to kind of get you writing some more, get out more ideas. And one of the books that's up there in the bookstore called by Natalie Goldberg, Writing Down the Bones, is about sometimes when we write, we're thinking, we're so critical, we've got this critic in our mind. And she says, you know, we want to get down to those very first thoughts, the thoughts that are closer to our spirit. And so you just kind of don't judge too much. You just kind of let it come out, almost as if you're a child and you're just kind of playing. And whatever first comes to your mind, you just kind of jot it down and draw. And it's a way of getting down to a deeper level of writing. So I'm just going to have you, we call it seeding or we call it clustering. It's just another... little exercise that we'll do for 7 minutes and see where it takes you. And then after that, we'll do a visualization and we'll do, you know, we'll write for 15 minutes and that will give you more time. The other thing with writing with these short periods of time is kind of, it makes you feel like you can do it and also kind of leaves you, thirsty for more, because then you get cut off. So then if you did this in the morning, like you just timed yourself for 7 minutes, and you're like, wow, I did this, and then, and you want to go, you want to kind of finish it the next day or later on in the day or whatever, it's a good way to, so you don't just sit there and stare at the blank page while I'm saying, you only have 7 minutes, just write. So, any questions on how we take, you know, how we move into the next exercise? Okay, so we're going to do this for 7 minutes as well. Just draw. And write. In terms of today, our visualization of my little meditation, if they could not be sighing right outside the window. So today it sounds like we have a little bit of piano music, but not much beyond that.
That's my daughter.
It's lovely.
Huh? I can tell by the music selections.
Oh. Wow, that's great. She's very accomplished, you told me.
No, this is a 16-year-old.
Oh, she's 16.
Yeah, she's a sophomore.
Well, I feel like there's a connection between seeing ourselves as new creations and co-creators with God and living out of a place of gratitude and thanks. And so kind of I've connected the two in this session that when we are grateful for what God is doing in our lives and how God is empowering us and actually beginning to take on some of those risks or willing to move with the changes in our lives, that God is changing and enabling us and empowering us to be whatever we're called to do and whatever we're called to create or contribute to the world, God is kind of partnering with us. And I find that gratitude and giving thanks is like almost the first prayer, the first breath out of our beings is that of gratitude to this Creator for creating us and also enabling us to work together with God in the world and to be an agent of God's love and change and mercy and justice and all those things that are at the heart of God and who we are and how difficult it is sometimes just to even begin to accept those things that are inside of ourselves or that still need change or that God is still working on, but that we can be thankful for God's presence in our lives and everything that God is doing. And other folks may not, I see there's a strong connection, so I kind of connected in this session. Did anyone feel like they wanted to comment on that? Because I have a visualization that we can do together, but I also wanted to allow people to share kind of how they see that connection between grateful to God and thanksgiving and prayers of thanksgiving and gratitude and how that connects with being an agent for God's work in the world, a creator, a co-creator with God.
I think my daughter was playing the piano. From itty bitty, she had a microphone in her hand singing in church, so long before she knew, or we knew she could play the piano. Everybody in our family knows music, etc. Now that the others have followed behind, that was a gift that she gave him. But she's very grateful. She knows that that's a gift. I mean, it's obvious that that's a gift that God gave her. And she uses it for the glory of God. Mm-hmm. And she writes music incessantly. Writes music, accompaniment for violins, string instruments. It just flows out of her. And it's out of gratefulness for that gift.
That
it comes forth and she uses it in God's ministry.
She's only 16. That's wonderful.
Sometimes
it takes us 40 years.
And it's easier to see it in others than it is to turn it back on ourselves.
Well, you're being called into the ministry or service as a church leader. So that also is a gift that you must have recognized within the world.
People that push me there. This is fun.
I think, yes, that we become older. We look back at our lives. We see God's hand where we couldn't recognize it. I read something this morning sitting out in the bookstore that if you put your hand on a hot stove and burned yourself, how could you give thanks for that? And then she went on to say, but what if there was no feeling there and you wouldn't have jerked your hand away and been slightly burned, you would have been burned to the point of where it wouldn't have been able to heal. And so we can look at the things in our lives that we didn't recognize as gifts. Later on in life, we can look back and we can almost map our life out and see turning points that God knew were for the betterment of us. So I think that when we come before God and become very thankful, then that opens us up to be able to go on and be creative.
And there's a power there. And learning that we're not in control, and we never can be in control, that's one of the things that I've learned too, is if you want to plan and you want things to turn out as best as possible, and there are things that I cannot control, that when I finally realize that, then I say, okay, God, maybe I just rest in your presence, and that everything will work to the good of those who love you, and I'll try to love you and do my best, that things will, there are things that I can't see, that you are working and within me and others. So trust is the other element. I think that trust is something in our writing too, that we don't necessarily know what's going to come of it, or that we don't necessarily know that we can write, but that we just trust that as we put our thoughts to the page or the yearnings of our spirit, that what is coming forth from our heart is good, if anything, just for our own lives, our own healing. I'm going to move into the visualization. I'm giving thanks, but first, before, it's just like 5 minutes. And Carol is here, Liz, you've been here in all the sessions. It's just 5 minutes, so I'll kind of lead us through just basically prayer. It's like a guided prayer. But when you come out of that, I want you to use the technique of flow writing, which is you write without stopping. You try not to lift your pen from the paper, and you just write any of the thoughts that come to you. And what I would suggest is that if you want to do this, that you write a thank you letter to God, and that you just keep writing. So as you come, as the meditation ends, you just write. You could be thank you God for whatever you were thanking God for at the moment of the meditation, and just start with that, and then go and flow, and wherever your thoughts or your heart leads you, just keep writing, and you don't take your pen from the paper. And you'll be surprised that 15 minutes, which is what we'll do it for, will go by very quickly. It's not the moment's done, or look at syntax, or cross something out, I misspelled that. It's just to kind of let your gratitude flow from you and see where your thoughts take you. And that's something that again, Natalie Goldberg, in her book is up in the bookstore, talks about these first thoughts, just letting them go. And then later, if you're writing an essay or something, you have the critic in your head who goes back in and helps you revise and put it together in more of a coherent way. But at the beginning, sometimes it's just good to let the heart flow. And that is probably the best way to overcome any sort of writer's block, is just to trust that what's coming forth from you is what needs to come forth. The other thing you might want to do is a thank you letter to God. You could begin a dialogue so that if you hear words of God responding, just kind of you could sometimes it's fun to see where you go with the dialogue with God, if you hear something coming back or the second voice. And that's another fun thing to do when you're writing, is to learn. There can be some wisdom there, some inner wisdom, and I do that often too, is God, you could start with a question, you know, what do I do about this? And then whatever is it for you, you write it down. But I would suggest starting with a thank you letter, and if you want to do the dialogue, you can, or anywhere your thoughts take you. A lot of the meditations I take are from this book, which is by Christina Baldwin, and this is mostly a journaling book, so how to journal, and it's also from the bookstore. She has meditations at the end of every chapter, and there's one that I just use to kind of start each meditation, and the idea is that you slow your breathing down, or you don't intentionally slow your breathing down, but you breathe deeply, and that gives you, puts you in a more calm, and you try to then get in a space where you can listen to what God might be saying, or when you listen to your heart, or just be aware of your body, and what God is giving you in your body. So I'm saying that because I didn't mention any of the books that I ordered that we put in the bookstore, but this is another one. You'll see it up there as you walk in. So if you could just kind of get comfortable, make yourself really comfortable. I'm probably going to switch off the lights. Have your pen and paper ready, but you don't need to even hold it. Just have it ready so that when we finish the meditation, you can pick up your pen and write. Close your eyes and relax your body. Take all the time you need to get comfortable. Shift your muscles, stretch and relax. Make sure your spine and neck are straight and aligned. There's no stiffness here, just comfort and the beginning of calm. Breathe deeply. There is no hurry now. There is nothing else to do. And think about, just relax. Notice your breath. Let your breath enter deeply into your body. Let your breath roll into you like soft, heavy clouds that fill you with silence. Inhale slowly and deeply. Exhale slowly and thoroughly. Let your breath flow in and out. Your breath is a rhythm of calm. Breathing in. Give thanks for your breath. As you inhale, give thanks. As you exhale, give thanks. Give thanks for the very essence of life, for your life. Breathing in and out. Give thanks for your body. Thank God for this body He's given you. Place your attention gently at the crown of your head. Thank God for your mind.
face, your neck and shoulders. Lovingly thank God for your lungs and your breath. For your heart thumping gently. In all of your internal organs, thank God. Thank God for your arms and your torso. For your hips, your thighs, calves, and toes. All tingling with vitality. Full of the breath of God. Give thanks for this life. Overwhelming gratitude to your Maker. Bask in praise and gratitude. Giving thanks for your body, for your spirit, thanking God for all that is you, loving and thanking God for every good gift and grace and challenge. Thank God for everything. Everything for which you are profoundly grateful. Let your gratitude pour from your heart through the pen and onto the paper. Thank you. it's easier than yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was a hard topic.
It's easier to be thankful.
What was the topic yesterday?
Woundedness and healing.
This is the only class I've been able to come to. I'm leaving at 1:30, but thank you. It was very, very helpful. Seating is clustering. I'm an English teacher. We cluster all the time, but I never heard it called seating. But that was very, very thought-provoking. Good ways to start to write. And sometimes you want to write, you just don't know what to write.
Thank you. It's hard to squeeze it all into a 1-hour session.
Yeah.
Thank you. And do any of you have any feedback for me? I'm always willing to, in fact, I'm going to sidle up to you in the lunch line or something like that and just come. I'm always looking for ways to improve. So if there's something that didn't work for you or something that really did work for you, let me know. Just learn. Thank you.
Thank you very much.